week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
Alexander Graham Bell famously said, "When one door closes, another opens." But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us. We don't have this problem at our house, because no doors are ever closed. Cupboards, drawers, toothpaste tubes, toilet seats, milk jugs, toy chests, and mouths are all fated to remain ever gaping. One parenting article I read said that people who constantly leave doors and drawers open may suffer from attention and memory issues. Not shutting doors could also symbolize a deeper difficulty in bringing closure to more serious situations. "I may be going back to that drawer or cabinet later for something, so I'll leave it open for now," is evidently the subconscious thought. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't buy that psychological explanation. Of course my husband's going to need something from that drawer at some point. Or at least I hope so. He keeps his clean underwear in there. Is Millie really subconsciously wondering whether she's going to need something from her makeup drawer ever again? Besides, if it were true that people who do not close cupboards have attention and memory problems and the inability to bring completion, every teenager I know then suffers from a deep-seated psychological issue.
Well, duh.
Oh. I just mean I don't think leaving cupboards open indicates much about a person's mental health. We just have a bigger issue with thresholds in general. I'm forever walking into a room only to forget why I went in. Usually I'm distracted from my original purpose because I have to shut 3 drawers and close 2 cupboards the second I enter. If anything, I think that an obsession with shutting doors, cabinets, containers, and toilet seats is probably more of a marker for mental health issues than forgetting to shut them is. Einstein's credited with saying the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But I'm not that far gone yet because I learned to expect that I'm the only one who cares. We also seem to struggle with the concept of winterizing doors and windows. Joel's theory is we don't have to put the screen doors on in spring if we've left them on all winter. On the flip side, we don't have to put the storm doors on if we've left the screen doors on all winter. Expediency is key here, but we might also want to consider economy. At some point, we plan to run an experiment in which we track which option costs us less in the long run. But since we're currently on about a 4-year stint with the storm doors, we'll have to start at some year when we get around to popping in those screen doors. We'll have to run a new baseline test, though, because I think energy costs have doubled since we obtained our first data 4 years ago. I think the reason we are on such a long storm door run is that the last time Joel put them on, it was late March during a freak blizzard, and since he had just put them on the week before spring break, I couldn't bring myself to ask him to switch out during his time off. That, and there were 7 other home improvement projects that had been on the list since 2003 that I was hoping he'd actually start during break. It's not that big of a deal, really. The only time I ever notice we still have the storm doors on during the summer is when the glass becomes so smeared I can't see out. Since having children, my fastidiousness has eased up so much that really, I only wake up sweating and clutching my chest about the storm doors still being in July about 2 to 3 times a summer. And honestly, the sweating could be because to save money on energy, we've stopped using the air conditioner at nights. I think we really need to change Alexander Graham Bell's maxim to, when one door closes, there will likely be 4 others that have been left open for the cool air to escape. I've always assured my kids that I have an open door policy when it comes to discussing tough issues, and I guess this is just their touching way of expressing their need for me.
More Little Spouse episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
See you next week.